Sorry about that, I'm probably sure.
That's fine. Okay, so obviously that's the main thing. Just the other sort of little things about things you said. I just want to get your understanding of that, whether it did happen, that's all you kind of need to tell me. She says that you said that on an occasion you said you will punch her up and you slap up her and the daughter.
When have I special said this?
The same thing to her children's dad.
When was I special said this? On the 1st of January?
She said this occurred on the 29th of December.
This is why I'm sorry, madam, but this is why I know what you're saying, right, and I agree with what you're saying, but I've checked that. I've spoken to a couple of different solicitor firms already about this, and I've got other notes of it because I know a couple of people, and I've spoken to Nova, all the AIs, and everyone has gone over my, you can go get a note, an AI to run over all the files in my website, and they will all say that this is completely illegal, that she's allowed to talk about these other dates and other things, and the only thing that I've been charged for is for threats to cause criminal damage to her car under the 1970 Sank Act. Yeah, I've not been charged for harassment. I've not been charged
She's
for...
She's not saying that you have been.
This is you, what you were saying about Section 4A. Yeah, there is a thing called Section 4 and 5B, yeah, and 5A, yeah, which means 4A is threats against a piece of an article. It means that I'm threatening to damage this. 5B is when I'm threatening a person, yeah?
No, it's not.
I got told. Oh.
That's not what Section 4A is. You haven't been charged with Section 4A. You've been charged with to cause criminal damage.
Yeah, to cause criminal damage, yeah. So how am I being done for all this threatening to do stuff to her? They're completely
different. I didn't say you have been. I'm just reading what her statement says.
They shouldn't be allowed in there.
But she can. It's her thing. She can say whatever she wants.
She can't say stuff like that. She shouldn't be allowed
to
make up.
The same way that when you go to court, you can say whatever you want to say. Then that's the same way that she can say, well, no, you can't say that. She can't tell you what you can and can't say. She's not saying what her statement doesn't mean that it's factual. It's just what she is saying. It doesn't mean that that's
I can understand that in principle. I could go and say what saying.
Yeah.
But considering that the police don't have enough.
You have to understand your court case is in a magistrate's court, right? So it is it's either going to be a magistrate for three people, it will be a judge. Either way, it's going to be people basically like me, like lawyers, right? Who's going to be sitting there and listening? It's not a jury, so it's not six random people who don't even understand how the law works. It's people who understand how the law works, and they understand that the thing that she is saying doesn't mean that it is true. Just because she is saying that, it doesn't mean that it is true.
But my statement be her statement.
She's not saying, oh, he has a conviction, he did this to me, da, 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 and I know that this that's not what she's saying. She's given a statement and she's allowed to say whatever she can say whatever the hell she wants to say. And you can also
say
whatever you want to say.
Madam,
that's what I'm trying to say. So it's literally her word against yours.
You can go into the court.
And you can say all of these things, and you can also say your side of things. And you can say, well, this has been happening. I've been right, my mum's not been right to the council. I've been doing this, I've been doing that, etc., etc.
If given the opportunity,
that's your opportunity.
Yeah, by yourselves, not the prosecutor.
But then you're saying, oh, her statement is allowed, and that means you can say, well, you're not allowed to say that then.
Yeah, I understand that in principle, I fully understand. But what I'm more like worried about is, like, because it's like the, I understand that, but what it gets to me is that the reason that they're saying that they refuse me bail is because I've been found guilty of an offence against her.
You haven't been found guilty.
Yeah, we know that, but that's why I was refused. That's what's wrote down. That's why I'm refused bail, and that's why all this has happened to me, because I'm supposed to be. Even the judge said that. Even the judge has said the only reason that she's put the tag on my leg. Is because she's saying that in the last 25 years, I have been, in the last 2 years, I've been found guilty of committing an offence against her. And the judge is saying, because my criminal record is so tampered, even though it says that I've not been in trouble for 25 years, she can't be sure. She said it aloud in the court, Ash. She's like, I can't be sure if your record is faulted or not, and if you've really been found convicted of doing this to this girl or not in the past. So because of this here, and because this paperwork says that you've been convicted already, I'm going to be
You have been convicted of other offences.
No. She said I've not been in trouble for 20. The reason that I was refused bail in the police station is because I was supposed to have committed another offence against her in the past. and I've been found. That's what she told the police, and that's what she wrote down in the documentation. I was supposed to have been found guilty of doing something in the past. And I said to the judges, that's a lie. And the judge said, well, I can see you've been in trouble for 25 years, so I'm finding it hard to understand myself. But considering that there's no CPS paperwork here and there's no, and you ain't got a solicitor here, I think the best thing considering that is to put the tag on to you. Because you're, because you can be a risk. Why else would they put the tag on me? They believe that I'm convicted for something else against her. And I'm saying, no, that's not true.
That's not why you... I don't even get what you're saying.
They refuse bail at the police station because they're saying that there's more than one offence against this same person, so I'm a higher risk because of that.
Okay.
Which means that they were saying that I've had a guilty conviction, which even the judge said this is wrong.
That's not what that means. It doesn't mean you have had a conviction for it, because somebody who has had no previous conviction, someone who's never even been arrested, can be refused bail from the police station and be remanded to go to court the next morning.
Yeah, depending on the risk, on the risk factors associated and the severity of the case.
And the police believe that there was a risk because you live in the same property. That's what the risk was. The risk was
That would be to a car outside an hour and a half later. There was no risk of immediate danger. No, the harassment case was dropped. The harassment was dropped. And the only... Madam, at the police station, the harassment was dropped against her.
No, you need to understand that. This is my job, and this is what I
have to do. I understand that. But you've got to understand, as a paralegal, we all learn as testing the law and understanding different things.
No. You need to listen to what the law is.
But I know that I was arrested for... I was arrested... Madam, I know I was arrested for threats against a person.
Are you going to let me finish?
Yes. Of course I will. Okay. Of course I will, madam.
What you need to understand is the police have the power to hold you and take you to court at the next available time if they feel that there is a risk to any member of the
public. I understand that. I understand that. It's just up to the police what they do. But what I'm saying to you, madam...
And then it's up to the court whether or not they think that you're a risk to any member of the public. What I'm finding hard to understand
and why I think I just don't want to let it go such in my head here is because I know that I was nicked for harassment. And I know if it, harassment is against a person, means that I've done something to you as a person, yeah?
No.
I understand that. That's my whole point here. So now I know the charge against the person was dropped, yeah? And I know that there was no evidence for them to bring that to court at that time, but new evidence might come to light, which no new evidence has come to light since. That evidence was overviewed by the CPS. So I can understand that principle. They dropped that. They kept that and kept the other case. And I can understand them talking about the first, allowing the video in and all the rest. But I can't feel it right now that they've dropped the harassment against an indirect director or a person. And they've said, okay, now this is against property. So they're two massive different identities. But you're allowing both of them to be entwined in one, even though I've got the certificate for the harassment against that person. Because you're going to allow them to question me about that aspect of it when that shouldn't be allowed.
It's the same incident. It's the same
I'm being threatened for a car.
They're
two different days.
Incident which happened on the 2nd of August.
Yeah, on the 2nd. So why does it say the 1st now? Why does it say the 1st of the 1st for a harassment case that was no further action?
What are you talking about?
Like her statement and the way that her and the way that the
police. But she's, I just told her. Yeah, I understand. She's allowed to say whatever she wants to say in her statement. That's her statement. She can say whatever she wants to say. That's up to her.
I understand.
Nobody
what you're
can
saying.
Tell her that she's not allowed to say something. She's not allowed to say, oh, you have been convicted of good. But she hasn't said, she's not said that you have been convicted of anything. The people who are going to decide whether or not you should or shouldn't be convicted will know that you have not been convicted of any offence to do with her.
Or anything of a similar kind. Only arguing a little bit with the police when I was a younger child. Go away, leave me alone, stop harassing me and fucking all that. Like, a little bit when I was a child. I'm not been in trouble in over 25 years.
Yeah. So the people who will be hearing your case, remember, I keep telling you, it's not a jury. It's
a magistrate.
Yeah. So it's literally lawyers who are deciding whether or not you are guilty or not guilty. So they understand the law, they understand how the law works, and they understand that you have not been found guilty of any offence to do with her. Do you, so when she's saying certain things, she's saying, you know, he did this, blah, blah, blah. They're not taking that as, like, fact. They're not saying that, oh, that's a fact. It's, that's just what she's
saying. Do you feel that I should be marrying?
This case is literally her word against
yeah, do you think I should be merited for that? Do you think the case should be allowed to trial under that? Or more cases should be allowed to trial that?
She is going to go to court and she's going to say, well, this happened to me, da, 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 this happened to me on that day, blah, 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 blah. She's going to say whatever she wants to say. We're going to cross-examine her on that and say, well, no, this happened, that's not how it happened, da, da, da. We're going to sort of like throw her and be like, no, that's not, you're lying, you're lying. Basically, we're going to be telling her you're lying.
If I give you videos of her attacking me, would that help me?
Then you wouldn't have the opportunity to then say your side of the story. You'll have the opportunity to go on the stand and you'll be able to have the opportunity to say your side of the story and say, well, no, that's not what happened. This is what happened. She's been doing this to me. He's been doing that to me. This is what I meant.
If I give you the file that proves that.
When I, on the 2nd of August, I never even saw her. I never said anything to her. That would then be your opportunity to say your side.
Can I ask? Okay.
She's telling her side of whether.
I know that.
She's just telling her.
Because I don't like the fact that I understand, madam, that most cases, do you think there should be more cases where there's just one person feeing another person? And like I'm saying, cases like this, the court should be very wary of allowing next to them in the beginning. And it's a bit unfair seeing that, like, obviously, like, I've got all this evidence proving what she does to me. If I give you videos of what she's been doing to me, is that submittable?
If you think about it, a lot of crime cases are just one person's word against another. I mean, take an example of an offence of rape.
That's a serious offence. And there's normally DNA involved.
But with rape,
that's assault against a person.
Yes, but it's one person's word against another.
That's it with intent. Premeditated.
Wait, hold on. Even with something as simple as common assault, if there is no... let's say video evidence. It is literally one person's word another. It's literally one person saying, oh,
it scares me to be put next to
my boyfriend says, one person saying, my boyfriend slapped me in my face, and the boyfriend saying, no,
I didn't. Yeah, that becomes antisocial. Yeah, social and domestics.
Yeah, but it's one person's word against another.
And that's why John Major gave the powers to make it so that you're allowed to come inside of our homes. Because every policy used to have in a public place, but then in the 2003, they started realising they needed to get into people's homes because there was these domestics happening. So John Major and that went in and took in a public place out of the new Aswad bill and out of the policies, which allowed the police the rights into the houses now to prevent social and domestic events like what we were just talking about. It scares me that you're putting me up against that stuff. I've never been in none of that in my life.
It is a lot of, that is literally what a lot of crime cases are. It's literally one person's word against another. And I guess it's just about, really and truly, it's just about who can convince the judge that they're the one telling the truth more. Yeah, obviously, in other cases where there's so evidence, you know, video evidence, TV, things like that, there's none of that in this case. Literally, just her word against yours. There's literally none of that. There is no, the only evidence is her. Yeah, that's it.
And that I wouldn't even call her evidence, considering that she's already
in legal terms, it's called evidence. That's
But would you say that her statement loses weight in the court of law, considering the first half of it says that I've done stuff in a video and that video doesn't prove that I've done that, and then the CPS said they couldn't even charge because that evidence was not right.
What I would say the first part of her statement is background. That's what they would say. They would say
But would you merit it? Would you give how much weight would you give? I'm talking about weight to that evidence, not. I understand what it is in principle. Yeah, but her first part of her statement, how much weight would you give that?
It's irrelevant.
Towards the actual threats towards the car.
Towards the actual thing that you're charged with, it's irrelevant.
It shouldn't even be present.
Yeah. I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Obviously, that's personal opinion, but we can't tell her what she can.
Did you know you were going to be a solicitor from young?
Why?
I'm just curious. You've got good brain on your head. You're stubborn, though. Okay. You're stubborn, but you have to be, because you're used to meeting.
Yeah, well, I knew I'd be arguing, so I guess so.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's literally, the first part of the statement is kind of irrelevant. The only part that anybody cares about is the 2nd of August, where she's saying, you said, you threatened to learn the car. That's the only bit that's relevant. That's the only bit that they're they're really going to be listening to. And then obviously, she's going to say whatever she wants to say. We'll cross-examine her, and then you then have your opportunity to say what you want to say. And of course, you hear what you're saying as well. I know you said about statements, but you'll have an opportunity to stand in front of the judge and say exactly what your point of view is. The only reason why we have to say is because in this case, she is the victim. I do quotes because, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the alleged victim, I say, in these circumstances. The alleged victim. Yeah, exactly. But you can read in between the lines, because you know when you've dealt with so many aspects with so many people, you can tell when something's right and when something's not right, or you have your own, you know, and that's what you use at the base, like you're saying, it's down to use at the end of it, like, you know, at the end of it. Like,
I mean,
this doesn't feel really right, does it? Does it feel, does it seem right to you with what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Like, if you went now, you've like sort of listened to myself, what I'm saying, well, she was victimizing me before, and I've got all these emails proving that.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously, all of this stuff is background, so all of this stuff is relevant. Can I? And even, it's things that we would need to bring up, which is why I wanted to have the meeting to discuss, like, what actually happened, like, leading up to this. So now we sort of know these things.
Do you think we're going to be ready for trial for the
13th? Yeah, why not?
Because I would like to. I know that I've got lots of documents that you're saying now, the build up, and I feel like I've sent loads of them over to you, lot. And I know that, like, my statements, for instance, things that like, I feel that they should have been read through and taken more seriously. And had that been done, a lot of things would have been done. I can understand you sort of watering things and now taking control of it. Saying, well, this is what we're going to let.
In terms of your case, the only thing that there really is to do was to speak to you. There isn't. Unless obviously you have
the body cam,
a video from, yeah, you know what I mean?
What's that? What about the police body cams that prove all the other statements? It's irrelevant. But there's people walking up to them police on those body cams saying, she's lying. People are, I don't know, just wreck. Because that's what happens. There's random people going up to them when I'm on the floor.
So the body cam they have is from when you were arrested.
I hurt myself, by the way. Can you see how bad I hurt myself here?
Yeah, I know. It wasn't.
Can you see that in the camera?
See what?
There, like there, where I marked myself. A bit.
A bit, yeah.
Like, if I go like that, look, can you see? Do you know what I've done? Like a year ago, I went out on an electric scooter to go to the shop to get a can of kidney peas, but then I come off the scooter, bang my head on the floor. So I really changed that. Right, mate, I'm trying to get used to it. I'm being stuck here, I'm a mess. I've been pitting my nan's ass, and I just worked out that my dad's been staying here. I'm a Cordell, my paperwork, it says Cordell, but everyone knows me as a Benjamin. And my brother and sister is a Benjamin. So I went to school as Benjamin. So my dad got put here by my mum's really ill at the moment, and my nan and that died. And my dad's been staying in the house. He's hit the ass from my sort of thing. I'll come here and the old house is ruined. And like, he's trying to transfer the name, I've just realised, into the Benjamins, into my younger brothers, and avoid this net house going into mine. I just ended up in a massive argument about it. I basically walked to this.
Whose house are you in now?
This is my nan's house. So it belonged to my mum's side of the family. And when I was born, they were scared to put me in my dad's surname, so they put me as Cordell. And one time I remember...
Whose surname is that then?
Which is my mum's surname. My dad's surname is Benjamin. So my dad always had the ump. And when he had the other son, my brother was put into Benjamin. So he knew that we were, that I was his child. But he treated me funny as the Cordell and his dad did, sort of thing, if that makes sense. I was never accepted into that side of the family and lived here a lot. Now, my dad fell off his feet for a little while, so my mum put him up in here after my nan died. And he's been in this house, in the Cordell's house. And he's let the old house go to absolute waste. Then he's trying to transfer the name now with my younger brother into the Benjamins. Then my brother's already got like 4 children and the rest of them. And I've just been set up for 10 years with an ASBO. Like, basically, they threw an ASBO outside my front door for the organisation of the legal range. It's saying it's illegal, you must be arrested. They never arrested me. Then... Like, in the ASBO, it said 5 events, and it accused me of throwing parties while I was on curfew. My mum went and copied the Facebook profiles of the people that done it, they all used their first names. But if I handed them over to the prosecution, I'd become a supergrass. So I've had to sit and ride, and they gave me 8 years to ride hybrid. So I've had to ride the whole 8 years and not grass up on everyone. I've got all the Facebook accounts now, and it's horrible. Now I'm lost. I ain't got a child properly. I've no family, and now I'm here. My dad's trying to transfer this into the Benjamins, and I'm like, hang on a second. Now I'm in a one-bedroom flat, and I'm getting banged at over there and attacked by the likes of Rebecca, and I've been asking you up front, you could have brought me here all this time. You know?
Yeah.
Sort of hard, so I really just want to get back out, and I've been tidying up decorating. Yeah. It sort of helped. It was
I mean, this ends, you've got 2 weeks, so hopefully...
Yeah.
You know, get a good result as well, and then
I don't want a criminal record because I can turn and help a lot of people with what's happened to me, you know. And I'm not going to get a lot of people into trouble, like the reviewing teams ain't going to get into too much trouble for what's happened here. Yeah, it's just like they made some serious errors, but I can get what I need and I can really do what I'm supposed to do and set what I believe my destiny is to do. And that's a big thing, so it's talked here. So I just want to go down the right path and not let nothing void me off, especially something like this. If that makes any sense?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I've kept my nose clean. I won't even go out my front door. Like they wanted me to go out and throw parties and getting involved in it. I just stayed indoors and wouldn't risk it, because otherwise I do get a criminal record. If I breach the ASPO, I've got a criminal record. So I stayed in for the 8 years and just never went out of my mates. Now I need that time.
There's only one body here, and you can't really, it obviously just shows, like when they come to your door, and obviously you weren't opening the door, when you did open
the door. Can I have a copy of it?
The body one?
Yeah, the body one.
Yeah, sure. I'll email it.
Thank you.
It's 24 minutes long. But yeah, I'll email it to you. But it doesn't really show anything. It kind of just shows them.
It's not so much to use up one or address in this case. You'd rather just, you're going to deal with the practicalities based on what they're based on. Hopefully I should get a good result of a trust in you.
Yeah, exactly. We literally just need to just base everything on what we have in front of us. The body worn, I don't really know. Why?
I'd like a copy of it for myself if I can have that, please.
Yeah, I will. It doesn't show anything. It's not like they're trying to say, oh, you're being charged with resisting arrest or anything. It's literally irrelevant. I didn't do anything
wrong. It's out of order. What happened? What really happened to me was out of order. See, like, yeah, can we talk about, obviously, we know that okay, another way, because obviously, like, my way is obviously to get rid of a statement and to get rid of the case, yeah? So I've tried one way, which you've explained to me, and I understand, but another way that I thought of it is, like, the police's statements that are frauded, that we can clearly see are frauded, that this incident happened on the 2nd, now, one police officer's done his statement on the 22nd of 2022, so that statement can't be used. The other police officer's done his statement on the 1st of the 8th, 2025. The incident never really happened till the 2nd. So both police officer's statements are fraud. There's three state, four state. They're both frauded really badly. And you get.
I wouldn't say that they were frauded. I would just say that they have made mistakes in the
day. No.
But the context of the incident is the same.
But I'm not happy for those statements to be used, considering the fact, because he's not just like he's dated it the 1st and the 1st of the 8th, so and so. He's actually said on Friday the 1st as well. So he's done that two entries. That is fraud under the Fraud Act, under Section 1AB. Under the 2006 Fraud Act, that is.
It's not fraud.
It's public. It's a public offence to maintain any document for the use of the purpose to which it was intended. It's fraud. That's fraud under the 2006 Act.
Because he wouldn't say he
intentionally
put the wrong date.
No, but he's done it twice. He's done it to maliciously make a document so he can use it to convict me.
No, that's
to use it as an act of fraud. You don't want to go down that path, and I respect that. I'm not going to go down
that. It's not about that. The police officer's statements are literally irrelevant in your case. It doesn't. The police officer's statements don't make a difference as to whether or not you will
win. But I understand that.
In the police officer's statement, is they're talking about your arrest. That's irrelevant. It doesn't have anything.
But this is where it does. This is where it does, madam.
Hold on. What you're on trial for is just the threats.
They took her statement. If they're forwarding their own statements and they took her statement, then that can mean that, because if you can prove that their statements are forwarded, then they're saying that she took her statement. Yeah, but their statements are clearly, they have police in the pocket notebooks. The second that they go back to those police stations, they're timestamped. Now, they're pretending that they've done their statements on the 2nd of January, but you can prove that they've really done the statements on the 30th of August. That's completely illegal. That's tampering of court evidence and everything. You can't full timestamp any document and sign it as an official document. When you sign that document, it says, you know that this document is not forwarded to the best of your knowledge, 100% accurate. So if you sign the date and say, okay, really, I know that I should have done this. I'm saying I've done this statement on the 2nd, but because I never really done it on the 2nd, like I was supposed to, I've made a mistake and wrote 1st. Then on top of that, I've actually said on the Friday, the 1st, because it's not he's done it once, they've done it twice in the same statement. If he had just dated it wrong, I can understand, but he hasn't. He's actually done that, and that is making a document to send me to prison. That is an article for fraud.
Going to send you to prison because the document is irrelevant.
I understand what you're about. Okay, you don't want to go down the path. Right? If it was a serious case, and I was worthwhile, would you consider it?
No, wait. The reason why I'm saying it's irrelevant, because that has nothing to do with what you're on trial.
But they took her statement.
Was arrested. They didn't witness you allegedly.
They took her statement.
So the statements are completely irrelevant. The police officers probably won't even come to court. It doesn't matter. It doesn't.
I've asked for them to come to court. I asked for them to come to court, and I did ask. I know if you don't want them to, and I'm going to have to trust you on this. Yeah, and I've just, you know, I've spoken to you honestly, and I can see you through that. I'm not silly, but. I don't like to be brought this far if I know that I've got something that I should argue. I think you'd be the same. You'd be kicking off going mad if it was the other way.
The officers, they're not doing anything.
What actually happens is that police officer knows that he's trying to help his codees. It's called helping someone else, avoiding helping someone else.
When you were arrested, how does that help the case of whether or not you did or didn't say?
Because that police officer maliciously had a fan down and treated me horrible. He forwarded a statement against me. Then he went upstairs and took the statement off of her and helped her procure her statement. Yeah? And now none of the statements can be accurate because we believe that they're supposed to have happened on the 2nd, but clearly they were forwarded well after because they've got the dates wrong as the 1st and the rest of it. So how can we believe anything that's in that statement and that they should all be contended against under that one? That they took, she was the evil police officer that come down to my door and booted my door and wouldn't listen or wouldn't have let my medical know or do anything. And then she's telling me you're being nicked for harassment. This is it, harassment, which I've written. And then she's gone and took the statement for harassment. And then, but obviously they can say it now that it's happened that way. It's happened that way. It can be used that way. But at the end of it, they were biased against me and their statements proved that in the beginning. That they're matured and that they took a statement of somebody else while they were maturing their own statements and in that frame of mind. They're supposed to be in between. They're supposed to be neutral and independent body and not favouring any side.
Okay, so the only witness for this trial is Rebecca. That's it.
Yeah.
The police officers are not even coming to court.
Doing them a favour.
No, it's not about
the company is doing. The company is doing them a favour.
Their statement is irrelevant. Their statement has nothing to do with anything.
Them doing forwarded statements like that and being the case handlers in the beginning, and all of the documents that I've got here is him. The same police officer that's forwarded the statement is the one that done it all to me, and me saying to him, "This is illegal. What you're doing, it's all in everything. It's bang out of all." I understand what you're saying though, but I don't think my life should be put on the line just so that any other company can.
Why?